क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम दीपक कुमार प्रधान प्रभु. इंटेलिजेंस इज द रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ परमात्मा, देन व्हाई डज आवर इंटेलिजेंस समटाइम्स फेल टू टेक राइट डिसीजन. आंसर, नॉट ऑल इंटेलिजेंस दैट वी हैव represents the intelligence of the Paramatma. All knowledge comes from Krishna, but all knowledge doesn't take us to Krishna. What does that mean? That means that even when a terrorist is planning to blow up a building which will kill thousands of people, the knowledge to do that is coming from Krishna. In the sense that it is Krishna only who is giving that person the intelligence to carry out the dastardly act. But why is Krishna allowing him? It is not that Krishna wants him to do that activity, nor is it that Krishna wants anyone to do wrong things. But Krishna reciprocates with our desires. If a person is infatuated with the desire or the hope that doing this particular activity will make me happy, then Krishna allows that person to fulfill that desire so that the person can do that activity and see for himself whether that makes him happy or not. And when that person doesn't become happy, then hopefully that person will realize, okay, this is not the way to happiness, I have to explore some other ways. So essentially, depending on the mode that we are in, whether goodness, passion or ignorance, we get the intelligence accordingly. So just as white light, when covered by a red film, becomes reddish in color, similarly, our consciousness, our desires and the intelligence that we receive from the Super Soul become perverted. Why? Because according to what we desire to do, Krishna gives us the intelligence to do that. So, there are two verses in connection with this. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is 10.10 and there is 15.15. So, 10.10 tells that when we have the desire to love and serve Krishna, then Krishna gives him the right, gives us the right intelligence by which we can come back to him. Vidham tesham satata yuktanam bhajitam preeti purvakam vidhami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayantite. Now, in 15.15, Krishna says that he gives not only the intelligence, but he also gives mattah smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Smritir gyanam apohanam, remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. So there is an article on the website called Blackout the Blockout, which explains this verse systematically. So depending on our desire, sometimes Krishna gives us knowledge and some remember matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. So he gives us knowledge externally as the spiritual master, as the scriptures, basically as the devotees, guru sadhu shastra. Now once we receive this knowledge, according to this knowledge, if we alter our desires and desire strongly to serve Krishna and hold on to that desire, then when the moments of decision come, Krishna will give us jnana. He'll give us the right knowledge about how to act. But if in spite of knowing what is the proper course of action, still we hold on to our non-devotional desires, then at the time when those non-devotional desires tempt us and we have to take decisions, so Krishna, seeing our desire, gives us apohanam, forgetfulness. And then we may end up doing wrong things. So even the intelligence to do the wrong things is given by Krishna, but that is given because we desire to do that wrong thing. So therefore, if you want to talk about it from a precise philosophical point of view, it is our desire that Krishna reciprocates with, and accordingly he gives the intelligence. So if we desire the right things, even when we don't know what is the right thing, so there are certainly situations. Prabhupada explains that the devotee is perplexed but not discouraged. Perplexed means that at times he may not be able to understand what is the right course of action for me to follow. But still, the devotee doesn't want to take a shortcut. A devotee doesn't want to take the easy way out and say, I didn't know, that's why I did this. The devotee sincerely wants to pray and ask Krishna, what is it that I should do? And when he asks that way, then Krishna gives the answer. And Krishna gives the guidance. Either he may give it internally or he may give it externally while he is studying scriptures, hearing some classes, or we may specifically go and ask some devotee about it. But the important point is, at the if we want the guidance of the super soul, we should show him that we want it, and we show it by our actions. So if we are trying to serve Krishna according to our capacity, then when the temptations come, which often seem to confuse us about what is right and wrong, then our intelligence will be guided by Krishna, because we have shown through our actions that we want to be guided by him. On the other hand, if we are always taking the easy way out, then and are showing Krishna that actually we don't want to be guided by you, then accordingly Krishna will not guide us. So that's why I said all knowledge comes from Krishna, but all knowledge doesn't take us back to Krishna. Whether the knowledge will take us from Krishna back to Krishna or not depends on whether we want to go back to Krishna or not. So then the question may come up, which what comes come, desire or knowledge? Well, both grows and both grow symbiotically. We get some knowledge from the devotees. Adau Shraddha, we go in the association of devotees. We have some kind of positive curiosity, a little bit inquisitive desire. What are these devotees going? We go and hear in the association of devotees with a little bit of faith. Prabhupada translates faith as positive curiosity. And we go there and we hear in the association of devotees. Then sadhu sangha bhajana kriya comes. We are here and we learn what is to be done and we start practicing devotional service. So by desire we get knowledge. Then by knowledge we understand, okay, this is what I should do, let me do it. By desire grows. So we already have some knowledge and we try to cultivate the right desire, that will increase the knowledge. So rather than waiting for knowledge or waiting for desire, it is for us to take the initiative and try to do both as much as possible. We try to cultivate the right understanding, get the right knowledge, and also with whatever knowledge we have, we try to cultivate the right desires. And then both will grow and it will be an upward spiral that is take us closer and closer to Krishna. Thank you.